Good morning and welcome to Simply CRE. It's Tuesday, April 30th. On today's show, the first wave of new commercial tenants begin to fill the historic refinery at Domino Development, and we take a look at what will become of Seattle's historic office buildings. Plus, a massive fire erupts at a Cape Coral commercial building. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply CRE. We start off with some exciting news from the Brooklyn waterfront. A historic development called the Refinery at Domino, the centerpiece of the redeveloped Domino Sugar Factory site in Williamsburg, has signed leases with four innovative companies spanning marketing, beauty, events, and technology. Here with more details is our Simply CRE correspondent. What can you tell us about these new tenants moving into the refinery?
The refinery is drawing an impressive and diverse group of companies for its initial wave of commercial leases. Visual commerce startup Eco, which creates interactive product videos for major brands, is relocating from a Williamsburg co-working space to take over 3,000 square feet. Hair care company The Beach Waver Co., founded by three sisters, will have a 5,000-square-foot office, studio, and showroom space as they move their headquarters from Chicago to Brooklyn. Digital marketplace WAP is upgrading from another Williamsburg office to a nearly 10,000-square-foot headquarters with studio space for content creation. And venue development firm Skylight is taking 2,600 square feet for its New York City headquarters, expanding its partnership with the refinery.
It sounds like the refinery is cultivating a vibrant mix of tenants in creative and tech-forward industries. What is attracting these types of companies to this development?
The refinery's developer, Two Trees Management, has a track record of fostering creative industries and adapting historic buildings. For companies like Eco and Hop, the expansive space allows them to have production studios alongside their offices. The Beach Waver Co. cited the allure of the Williamsburg waterfront location and Brooklyn's creative atmosphere and talent pool. Being part of the redevelopment of the iconic Domino Sugar Factory is also a big draw. With amenities like waterfront park space and a planned food hall, the refinery is positioned as a hub for the creative class.
How are these companies planning to utilize and build out their new spaces at the refinery?
These tenants are getting creative with their office designs. The Beach Waver Co. collaborated closely with Two Trees to create a custom layout merging office and studio space to suit their content creation and hosting needs for the beauty industry. WAP is building out music and podcast rooms as well as a lounge for visiting creators. They even mentioned plans to hold meetings in the building's basement cold plunge pool. As more companies seek to stand out and attract talent, we can expect to see more innovative and experiential office environments like those taking shape at the refinery.
The refinery at Domino is certainly setting a new standard for adaptive reuse and curated commercial development along the Brooklyn waterfront. Thank you to our Simply CRE correspondent for that report on the exciting new tenants moving in. Now shifting gears to our top story today, an error message was received stating request unsuccessful. Encapsula Incident ID 12040953-6067-18115837982378252. For more on this developing situation, we turn to our correspondent Abby. Can you provide any additional context around this error message and what it might mean?
Unfortunately, David, the details are quite limited at this time. The error message itself does not provide much actionable information beyond indicating some type of request was unsuccessful. Encapsula is a cloud-based security and performance service, so this ID likely refers to a logged event in their system. However, without knowing the source of the request or other contextual details, it's difficult to speculate further on the specific nature or impact of this error. We will continue to monitor the situation and provide updates as more facts come to light.
Thank you for that insight, Abby, albeit limited given the lack of available information at this time. To recap, an unspecified request has failed according to the Encapsula service, but the details and implications remain unclear. Speaking of technical issues, it seems we're experiencing some of our own at the moment. Bella, our correspondent, is joining me now for more insight. Can you tell us anything more about what might be causing this error message we received?
Well, David, the error message, request unsuccessful, encapsulate incident ID 2000040095360037-22653381597630734, doesn't give us a lot of details to go on. Encapsula is a cloud-based security and performance service, so this could indicate an issue with the content delivery network or a potential cyber attack attempting to overwhelm the system. Without more context about the intended article, it's hard to say definitively what triggered this error.
I see. So at this point, we don't have enough information to provide our viewers with the planned corporate real estate news update. Bella, what is the typical protocol when the newsroom encounters technical problems like this?
The priority is always to troubleshoot the issue as quickly as possible to minimize disruption to our programming. Our behind-the-scenes technical staff will be working diligently to identify the root cause of the error and implement a solution. In the meantime, we'll likely need to pivot to other available stories and segments until the original article can be accessed and vetted for broadcast.
We appreciate your insight, Bella. We'll be sure to keep our viewers updated on this developing story as more details emerge. Speaking of developing stories, a massive fire erupted today in Cape Coral, Florida, engulfing two commercial buildings near SW 2nd Terrace and SW 3rd Avenue. The blaze broke out at A-Plus Roofing Company and Calvary Church, sending heavy smoke billowing into the air. For more on this situation, we turn now to our correspondent on the scene. What can you tell us about the current state of the fire?
David, firefighters are still working to fully contain this large commercial structure fire. According to Cape Coral Fire Chief Michael Russell, tar and shingles caught fire, making the flames especially challenging to extinguish. The intense heat could be felt from a distance away. In addition to the buildings, several vehicles and a trailer also became engulfed. Another fire crew responded to a blaze that broke out at a nearby towing company as well.
That certainly sounds like a major emergency response. Were there any evacuations of surrounding homes or businesses, and do we know if anyone was injured?
Fire officials advised people to avoid this area as crews worked to contain the fire. Anyone living nearby was told to keep their doors and windows closed due to the heavy smoke. So far, there have been no reports of any injuries. The cause of the fire is still unknown at this time.
And what's the latest update from the Cape Coral Fire Department? Do they have the fire under control now? Any sense of how long crews might remain on scene?
Just moments ago, the fire department reported that the fire is now under control. However, firefighters will likely still remain on scene for some time to fully extinguish any remaining hot spots and begin their investigation into how this major fire started. We'll certainly keep following this developing story and bring you any additional details as we learn more.
Thank you for that update from the scene of the massive commercial fire in Cape Coral, Florida. We'll continue to monitor this developing story and bring you more information as it becomes available. For now, that wraps up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply CRE. We'll see you back here tomorrow.